Okay, last thing is agenda item 18. Right, Carol?
Right.
Okay.
What's 18?
Reports by board members.
Oh.
I think we've already reported, Russ and I, on what we did at the Salinas City Council with the mayor. I don't think we need to go over that anymore. But are there other reports that anybody wishes to share? No?
Well, just one point, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
I shared this comment with you earlier. Okay. It was amazing that the ag community was asking if we're looking at the urban areas on their ag waivers, and the city council was saying, what are we doing with the ag community, because they're the ones that's causing all the pollution in the urban areas.
Depends on who you talk to.
Yep. It depends who you talk to.
So I just wanted to relate that to you.
And I didn't know there was anything really that urbanized if you went further up the watershed from the city of Salinas.
There isn't.
Well, but they're saying that there is.
Well, Paso.
Oh,
and
you're talking about Salinas River.
Salinas.
Well,
the Salinas watershed.
Of course, you got Solid Ag Gonzales,
yeah,
Springfield, King City.
Areas.
But how urban really is that? I don't think of that.
So,
well, that's way up there. That's really way
right
up the watershed.
The
right, but that is the headwaters. But
yeah.
Carrying heavy metals downstream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Serious levels.
And
yeah?
Yes, they have the Salinas RCD as well.
Right.
They have no.
But in comparison to what ag? I mean, you look at all the ag acreage. Yeah. Yeah, they're talking about, remember the pesticides?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's all. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we are done. Right, Dave?
Lovely.
Let's get out of here.
Go home. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you
all very much.
Have a nice weekend, everybody.
And